Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of GSU E&I Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. We're here at Demo Day at the Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. There is a lot going on. All of the startups are pitching. They're nerve-wracking for all of them. The pitches are going well. I've got to talk to some of the people from the cohort. We're now about to talk to Kellyanne O'Neill with Dual Boot Partners. She's part of the ecosystem here. Welcome.
Thanks.
So before we get started, tell us about Dual Boot Partners. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a custom business and software company out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and I am the sole Atlantean here. So I stand alone, but tiny but mighty, you know.
Now, how did you find out about the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund Demo Day?
Great question. So for the past 5.5 years, I've actually worked at the Atlanta Tech Village, which is down in Buckhead.
Sure.
I did program development there and partnerships and partnered a lot here at Georgia State. And then recently at Venture Atlanta, was introduced to Tommy Marshall, who brought me in for this event.
So now, being out of Tech Village, how is GSU doing over there? Because Georgia Tech gets a lot of the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And GSU, to me, you don't want to sleep on GSU.
No,
there's a lot of good stuff happening here. So how do you see GSU in the ecosystem?
Yeah, honestly, I think that there's so much need for more talent no matter what, right? People are always hiring, especially in Atlanta. We're in a special time in Atlanta in the ecosystem where things are booming. And honestly, for the past few years, I've kind of camped out on the Georgia State campus during their career fairs, had a table, been super impressed by the talent pool there.
Mm-hmm.
I love the students are so down to earth, and they are hustlers. So when you say don't sleep on them, they actually don't sleep, I don't think, because they are a different kind of person. They are hard workers, a lot of talent, a lot of drive, and they really care, so...
Yeah, and I think that the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund, that really encapsulates what GSU is about, because they are, to me, more about Main Street than they are some of these niche tech, really specific firms that are good at a really narrow industry, which I'm sure is going to be booming, gazillion-dollar industry. But Main Street is broader and more diverse, and GSU campus kind of really represents that, and the people here that are pitching today, I think, really represent that, which I think is unique in the ecosystem.
Absolutely. And the talent I've seen already today has been incredible. Super sharp in their pitches, which takes a lot. Been there, done that a lot,
sure.
Listened to a lot. But the professionalism and also down to earth, it's like a weird blend of like, hey, we're doing the thing matched with professionalism. And
right.
It's really great.
So now, what do you expect to get out of this? When you were invited here, what did you think was going to happen, and what are you seeing?
Yeah, I was able to go last week down to the FinTech studio or building down there that Tommy showed me around in and saw how alive it was. And when he invited me to the event, I was like, yeah, I want to go support. However I can support the city and the growth here is where I want to be. And like you said, don't sleep on Georgia State. So I was like, I don't know anyone really here, but I'm going to come shake some hands and introduce myself, however I can help.
So now have you seen the pitches? Like, what have you seen so far?
One pitch. He was great. He was really good.
Did a good job.
Nailed it. He nailed it.
So now, in your role at Dual Boot, can you talk about that?
Yeah. So we help entrepreneurs all the way up to Fortune 500 companies. We base our success, so we obviously build great software. That's something we do really well. But what we do equally, if not better and special, is help your business grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we see if we succeed. So we're not just there to build you something. We're there to walk alongside of you and help you scale and grow and be super successful.
So explain how that works. Like, what's the pain a person has or a company has when they start working with you?
Oh, my gosh. Lots of pain.
Like, what's it usually around? Like, okay, hey, I got an idea, but I can't develop software, or that, my software stinks. I need you to fix it.
I mean, do you want to come on a radio show for us? That was good. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, so that. So, hey, I'm a non-technical founder. I need help. Where do I go? I can't hire CTO. The market's insane right now to hire technical people. And we are super trustworthy. We pride ourselves on trust. Our developers are all dual boot employees. And we have about 200 of them. And so the great thing is they are in Russia, Uruguay, and Colombia, but they work US hours. We have incredible project managers here in the US who manage everything for you, walk alongside of you. It's kind of like the sweet spot of us is we kind of join your team. We can create something from the ground up. We can help you re-platform. We can do like a rescue mission, save your bad stuff. We can help you accelerate. We can do QA and
But can you help somebody? Is your typical client like a funded startup that already has some traction? Or is this somebody that's like, hey, see this napkin with this cool idea? Can you make this?
That's good. Yeah, we definitely, I mean, kind of having some funding under your belt helps for sure. But also the great part is I'm not here just to sell you something. I'm here to really, truly help you. So if it's introducing you to a VC, if it's introducing you to someone who can help your company grow in other arenas, like that's what I'm here for, to help the ecosystem.
Right. So you're really an advocate and you're really trying to just help the person win if you can help or not.
Yeah. If it's us, great. If it's not, I'm happy to connect you.
As long as you're winning and they're getting to a new level, everybody wins.
Absolutely. 100%.
And that's just the culture of dual boot?
Absolutely. The culture is why I'm here, honestly. The founders, Daniel, Todd, and Ben, are all phenomenal humans in general, outside of work and in work. They lead by servant leadership and giving back to the community, being involved in the community. And they really do say, if you're not helping, you're not doing it right. So
if somebody wants to learn more about Dual Boot or get in contact with you, what's the website?
Yeah, dualbootpartners.com. We're on LinkedIn heavily. And there's also some great podcasts out there if you search for Dual Boot. So
good stuff. Well, Kellyanne O'Neill, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.